sing this with me. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength be unto you. Unto you who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you. Unto you who sits at the right hand of God. Blessing, honor, glory, power, riches, and wisdom, strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom.
Blessings of the Lord as we enter Christmas Day. Hard to believe it's just a couple feet away. But today's message is called Count Your Christmas Blessings Part 2. I know I think a couple services ago I talked about Part 1, but I really believe that the Spirit of God is wanting us to really focus on these Christmas blessings throughout the year, and so he's preparing us. December's always a great month to prepare people for a new year. It really is, because of these wonderful holy days that we are celebrating. But as I was studying this, I came across this little statement. It says that there is some anecdotal evidence that the idiom "count your blessings" is Jewish in origin, which that totally makes sense, right? As we think about our Jewish friends. And ironically, I just got a message through Noam from a woman, an Israeli in Israel, that does some virtual, video footage, and just wanted to share it with me. She wanted to share it with me, and maybe we'll pass it on to sister cities, things like that. So our true Jewish friends are so giving. And so this was the tradition that the ancient Jewish tradition was, people would try to get 100 blessings by the end of the day. Okay? And so counting your blessings would help them to stay on track throughout the day. The blessings could have been a prayer. It could have been something, you know, that they did at a meal, or just simply paying someone a compliment for something that they did. So we're going to talk about how to count our blessings today. And it may sound simple, but not everyone can just easily break away from things to do this. Some people are so focused on other things that they're not really taking the time to do what even our forefathers were taught by God, and that is to count their blessings. So in order to count your blessings, every single one of you, you're going to need to make gratitude a part of your day-to-day life. Now, I don't know how many people think about this, that every single day we need to make it a point to offer up our gratitude. And so here's a few things that you can do. In fact, before the service, I just had shipped to every single one of you something. You'll probably get it around the 30th, the 31st, at the latest, the 1st. Well, actually, the 1st, I don't know if they deliver on the 1st, but it's through Amazon. But it's something that's going to help you count your blessings for the new year. And actually, on the front of it, actually says, count your blessings. So it's going to be, I guess you could say, your gratitude journal for 2021. And it's so that you'll specifically write things down, just like I will share at the end my specifics. And it doesn't matter how big or how small they are, but I really don't think most people understand how important it is for your own health that you are full of gratitude every single day. This is how people go, as we've been watching so much Star Wars, to the dark side. They just forget to be grateful for what they have. The good news about starting something like this is it gives you an opportunity to create a whole new habit for your life. And I really believe it's super important. People are not positive by accident. They're not negative by accident. These things happen on purpose. And though the purpose may not have been their desire, it may have been a ploy of their adversary to bring them up in a very negative upbringing. But the good news is we're created to be able to learn. And so you can learn, and we know through documented things in history that there's people getting their degrees at 100 years old. So we can always start something new. I encourage you also to share these with people, because people need to learn what it is to acknowledge even these tiny things. You know, you may not think having a drink of water is really important until you're in blatant heat and somebody offers you water. Or maybe food may not be that big of a deal to you until maybe you don't have any. And so we want to go through some of these points that the Holy Spirit brought to me about being grateful. First and foremost, when we are grateful, it turns what we have right now into enough. Think about that. When you are grateful, you're not thinking about lacking. You're thinking about what this did has brought enough to you for right now. The second thing is we often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. So look at the little things that you have. Maybe just go through your house and look at all the teeny little things that you have, should you need them, or should you need to maybe help somebody that's at your house. And really, until a need is brought forth, many times we aren't grateful. Like maybe you needed to write something down and somebody offers you a pen. I know Rich is famous at pulling a pen out of someplace on him. But whatever it is that you may have that somebody needs, the more grateful that we are, the more beauty that we will see. It'll change you. It'll actually change your physiology too, because your body responds to everything. That's why when I shared that John was delivered, now you may think more on the negative of what happened, but to me, he was delivered, because we know what things like this could do to people. And for that reason, I am grateful. So when someone tells you to count your blessings, that means they want you to focus on all the good things that you have. And so this is going to be an ongoing assignment, because God wants to actually create a whole new lifestyle of looking this way, because you'll actually be able to receive the promises of God easier when you create a new habit like this. Here's another statement. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. We always have a choice. Didn't God say, I've set before you blessings and cursings, life and death? He says, choose life. So every day, choose something that has life in it to really think about throughout the day. And sometimes it takes writing it down to remember, especially if suddenly you get a phone call or you see something on TV that wants to consume your thoughts to think contrary to the way God wants us to think. The Hebrew word barak means to kneel in Genesis 24:11. So let's look in Genesis 24:11. Mm-hmm. It says, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. So this is that word barak. So it actually means to bend, just like they had the camels bend their knees. Or as those of us that have been to Israel and we're in Jerusalem, and we see that they have to take all the backpack, all the cares, all the load off of that camel to pull him through the eye of the needle, that little teeny door. Wasn't that amazing when we got to see that in Israel? I think about that a lot. And I think it's significant that it's used in the scripture because it does give the word picture of to bend. And really, when things aren't going maybe the best in certain situations, it really takes a bending on our part to really look at things through the eyes of God. Okay. Now turn in your Bibles to Genesis 49. We're going to look at verse 25. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. Unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills they shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. I tell you, the blessings of God always far supersede what the adversary would say are his blessings, which are curses. And so, as I said, during our prayer time, we're going to go through our list. I'm actually going to speak my list that I wrote down and kind of give you an idea of how I was impressed to approach this for myself. So here's a list of my blessings that I wrote down. That I have the Lord 24 hours a day. I have him with me 24 hours a day to talk to ask questions, to receive help, just to be with him and enjoy his fellowship. You know, there's nobody else that we have 24 hours a day with us. Nobody. But we have him. The second blessing is that I'm here for God's purpose. And I know that. And therefore, my life is fulfilling. I don't think about what's going on in the world to fulfill my life. I realize I was brought here for such a time as this. That I have a sound mind and peace. You know, you can't buy peace. You cannot buy the peace of God. People may try to buy something, excuse me, to give them peace, but you cannot buy peace. It only comes from God. I have all my needs met and continually met. That's exciting. Not everybody can say that. But I have my needs. My needs may not always be something tangible. It may be something emotional. And not only are they met, I know where to go when I need them to be met. Praise God. I've been thinking since we've been home a lot, I love our home. We have a wonderful home and a restful place to sleep. I'm just so grateful for the beds. I mean, many times, you know, we've gone camping and done some roughing it, but I'm really grateful. If we had to be bound or whatever, that I have a place like this to be doing it. That I have a loving, strong husband who really loves me and cares for me. So it's not hard when he needs help to step in to help him. You know, sometimes it may be hard when somebody's not loving to you, but God's made it super easy for me. And to that, I'm very grateful for my husband. I also have this incredible ministry of such quality people. God didn't just give me people to preach to. He gave me people of great substance. Every single one of you have such myriads of gifts and quality of desire for the Lord that spurs me on. So I never look at ministry as, oh, I'm just here to minister to them. I realize that every one of you are a gift. And I love the wonderful things that come out of every single one of you. I have such loving children that treat me with such great respect and honor. And I have such special little grandchildren. I have to say, during this time of the planets, I've really missed my granddaughter because I had planned to do something super special for her this year for her birthday, and because of all that went on, I couldn't do it this yet. But I found something that she loves. I didn't realize she had a telescope, but she was very fascinated, and she's homebound. She's still under quarantine, and so she so wanted to see the planet, right, that we all just got to see. And she goes, I hope I can see it through my window, Grandma. And I said, well, your window faces where the sun sets, so just look. And so she did, and she did get to see it. But I got to send her some other pictures. In fact, I sent her a picture that I took. And when she saw it, she said, Grandma, I see the rings around Saturn. And I, because she made my picture bigger, and I didn't realize you could see the rings through my little teeny phone picture around Saturn. And so it brought such a fun moment with my granddaughter. It was like having her with me. And so I just see how God is so creative in giving us these opportunities. I have such caring neighbors. And for those of you that saw my post on Facebook, that one neighbor that came by yesterday gave everybody in the neighborhood a roll of toilet paper. Now, but it looks like a snowman. It's just, he was a teacher, like elementary teacher, so he was creative in how he decorated it and brought it to every single neighbor. So he gave us all a really good laugh, but for our family, during the time of toilet paper shortage, it probably means more to us than the average person. And so I'm very, very grateful. I'm so grateful for the Bible. Do you realize some countries don't even have a Bible? But I'm also grateful for all the resources that God has guided me to get to understand the Bible. I don't know how people, well, I know they don't fare well if they don't have some way of understanding how to study the scriptures, how to really approach the Bible. And I'm so grateful because there's just so many treasures in the scriptures that you might think, well, Lisa, okay, you've been preaching since the 80s. Aren't you like done getting new messages? No, because every time I study, I get new revelation. Don't you all agree with what we're going through and hearing Miriam? And it's like the revelation of who God is endless. And I'm also very grateful for the doctor that we have. If you understood the medical, our insurance changed, they dropped it, whatever, but they were still willing to see my husband. when we can't use our insurance with them right now. So was that a gift of grace? Absolutely. He is the one that called me and said, just if you need to come in, just come in. So that, I think, was a blessing. And needless to say, my mom has just been such a sweetheart. You just can't outgive her. Every time I want to give her something, she wants to give me something back. And so I just could go on and on and on. And I believe that we need to do this in this day. We need to do this as a gift to yourself. It'll make you healthier to look at what you do have and count them, because the more you do have, it actually is going to set your inner compass to draw more things to you that you really do want. And I also hope that you all will keep the snow globe out. Just keep it out to remind yourself of the birth. Why is it so special this time of year? It's because we all put all these things out. I think of some cities, I think it's up in northern Alaska, where there's the North Pole, and it's just decorated like that year-round. I don't think I could get tired of seeing it decorated year-round if it was decorated with things that remind me of Jesus and what he brought to earth. And so I hope that you all will do that. So as we walk through this new year, you may want to help others to be reminded to count their blessings, to look at what they do have. This, to me, can be very healing for people in this day that maybe have suffered some loss, is to look at what they do have. They do have arms and legs, so they still can work. They do have a mind, so it still can. So help people. And even if you're going to be praying for somebody, it's good to count up what is good about them, because it will actually help fuel your prayer for them more powerfully. Short and sweet this morning. But I believe that we need to hear some of your blessings. So I'm going to stop the recording. Heavenly Father, I bring every person in this ministry that is on today that will listen to this prayer, that your Holy Spirit would go before each person as they arise on Christmas morning, that you would wake them with your special words from heaven for them, your special things that are on your heart that you want to deposit within every single person in this ministry, within their heart, the new gifts that you want to give them, the expanded gifts that you want to expand within what they have already been given by you. And Lord, I thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit upon them as laborers in the harvest field, and that you would begin to visit them and show them the souls that you are sending them to, that there would be such an awakening in their spirits that you have brought them here for such a time as this, and that you're sending them into the highways and byways to compel lost humanity to come into your kingdom. Lord, I thank you that your favor rests upon each person in this ministry, that your strength rests upon, and that when they're asked a reason of the hope that is in them, you will give them your anointed words, that will pierce the hearts of the listener and turn their heart towards you. Lord, we commit ourselves as a part of Leaders After God's Heart Ministries, as a church, as an outreach, as a light in the midst of a dark world. And we offer ourselves as your laborers, each one of us, that you want to use in this new year. We offer, just open your hands to the Lord and as an offering. We open our hands and our hearts to you as an offering, that you show us why you have brought us here for such a time as this, that you prepare each one of us for the paths that you will send us on in this new year to bring many to righteousness, to turn the broken hearts to hearts that are healed by your Holy Spirit, to turn, Lord, the grieving into a place of joy unspeakable, full of glory, to draw those that are young into the kingdom of God, to give us, Father, your wisdom with each soul that you send us to. And Lord, I thank you that souls will be put upon our hearts to intercede for when you have need of, and that you work with us in this new year to truly be the laborers of the harvest that you so desire harvested in this upcoming year. And we give you all of the glory. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to pour out your Spirit upon our spiritual leaders, upon myself, upon Miriam, upon all that are in prophetic ministries, leadership, and pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers, apostles around the world. Father, we bring our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that are leading and spearheading the moves of your Spirit in the upcoming year. We ask, Lord, that you would strengthen them, that they would know your strength, that they would know, Lord, that you are having others around the world standing in that place of intercession for them. And I ask, Lord, that you would give each one of us the burden that only comes from your Spirit of certain nations, of certain people, that we will know specifically who you're asking us to intercede for. And then that you would give us your intercession for them. And Lord, we thank you for this. And we praise you and glorify you, Lord, that as our nation and other nations open up because of providing the care for humanity that they need for our nations to open up, that we will have eyes to see the anointing upon our eyes to actually see what your Spirit is saying to the church individually and corporately. And Lord, we just thank you for sending your Son for us. Thank you for the gift of salvation that we have. And we offer up what we have to you. Just open your hands to the Lord right now. We offer up what we have, and we ask that you would multiply it so that we have more to give to humanity in this year. And to that, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are our Savior, that you are our Lord, and you are our friend in these days, months, and years ahead. And to that, Father, we humbly thank you. Amen.